She's a principal in the school, and she's really taking care of him. Today he's not able to work. He's got stomach trouble, and I'm praying for him to get better, but it don't seem to be. I don't hear from him. I don't know whether he's dead or alive.
Yeah.
That's the way some people's life are. Okay.
Well, I was talking with you about houses. What, I mean, you used to burn, did you ever burn wood in the fireplace? Did you ever see those?
Yeah, my mother burned, but I was little. I saw the fire, that's all. What can I tell you about that? She burned it. You could say my mother used wood stove and coal in the grate.
Yeah.
We had, you know, years ago, all these things wasn't invented, and people just had them do with what they had. I guess your grandmother, too, and even your mother. Your mother living yet?
Oh, sure.
I bet your mother used wood, huh?
No, no.
Well.
How would they get it in here?
Hmm?
How would they get it in here? You'd buy, well, the smoke would go up through the.
You've got Indian in you? What did you mean about Indian?
Well, the smoke went up
straight with the Indians. You know, you ever read about that? They believe in smoke.
Yeah.
They smoked, they have a peace pipe, they smoke, they'll sit around a circle, and then they burn that fire, and like a little trash fire, and it goes up, that's peace, you know? They got different ideas. And they've been living through 3-4 generations like that, so. This is a wonderful world. There's all kind of uses and customs and everything, and everybody seemed to get along, but right now things are all upset. Well,
the smoke went up through the what? Well, on those old fireplaces you had?
Well, yeah, they burnt wood in a stove sometime. They had old iron stoves. I got one in my shed. It was there when I came. It's gonna be left there. I could show it to you when you bring me home. You ever see a wood stove?
Well, yeah.
You see them in auction places.
What did the wood stove have up on
you
the...
If you wanted to take it home, you could have it. It was left there. I could give it to you, but it's heavy, you know? You have a job. You don't want it.
No, I don't. I don't have any place.
Well, they got what they call a draft. That's a place near. You got to have a pipe and a hole going on the outside that the smoke goes out, you see? And then that draft, what they call D-R-A-F-T, it's a common word used, that would kind of control the smoke. You could shut it off, or if you want to let the smoke go out more, you know, you could open it up and out it would go. It was a good invention for the times. They never had no better, and that's all you could do. Some people got raised over it. It was a nice life. It was a pokey life, but we didn't know no better. Then electricity came along, and that was on top, but you got trouble with electricity, too. The fuse burns out, and they have a storm, the wires fall down, and you're out of electricity for a day or so. And everything has its troubles, you know. So it's about equal, I say. It's convenient when it works good. Now, my telephone went out of order yesterday, and I couldn't get outside. And I'm paying, I kind of found out the phone wasn't acting right, and I've been so busy. When I come home, I'm tired. I got to rest a little bit, and I didn't ring up the phone company. So finally, I rang up yesterday. And they wanted me to wait till Saturday. I said, you mean I got to pay my phone bill and then wait till Saturday to use it? I said, I think that's ridiculous. So then I said, you know, sometimes I know one girl works for me. She's called a troubleshooter for the company. You ring her up and she tends to help you. I could ring Jackie up for that. But I just happened to call the operator and report it. So she said, you know, sometimes I know this lady, and she'll tell you the wind turns the wires sometime, you know, that interferes with your message. So I said, maybe you could get a young man to tend to check that end of it, because I'm waking. I can't be home waiting for him. So she must have done that. In about an hour's time, that fella called me, and he said it was a